Lawmakers in Carson City are facing down the first major deadline of the session. It's the last day they'll be able to introduce new legislation for the rest of 2019. And with hundreds of bills expected to be introduced before the end of the day, it's likely the start of a busy week in Carson. KUNR's Bree Zender sat down with political reporter Paul Bogar to break down the news from the capital city.
For the second week in a row, Paul, we need to start off our conversation talking about a resignation.
Yes, we do. Last week saw the resignation of Sparks Assemblyman Michael Sprinkle. He's the second Democrat to resign in just about as many weeks, but this time it's due to apparent sexual harassment allegations. So there isn't a whole lot of information available regarding the allegations themselves. Under the legislature's new harassment reporting rules, all reports are made to an outside group who then investigates them, meaning we really don't know all the details there. What we do know is that Thursday morning, Sprinkle apparently called the Speaker of the Assembly, Jason Frierson, and told him about the apparent allegations and that he no longer felt like he was able to serve as an Assembly person. Since his resignation, Mike Sprinkle has not spoken publicly that I know of. However, he did issue a statement where he confirmed the forthcoming allegations and said he takes full responsibility for his actions and apologized if he made anyone feel uncomfortable. So now there's a vacancy in the Assembly, and it'll be up to the Washoe County Commission to select another Democrat to replace Sprinkle.
So this is the second resignation of a Democratic lawmaker so far this month. How has this affected the mood of the legislature?
Well, I have to say it's definitely put a damper on things in Carson. You know, I was actually talking about this the other day with a few other members of the Capitol Press Corps, and we've all kind of agreed that this has been a fairly slow, somewhat unusual session thus far, with the exception of the expanded background check bill that passed in February. We just haven't seen any of the big policy bills one might expect to see at this point of the session. Now, part of that may have something to do with the fact that one of the biggest players in the building, Senate Majority Leader Kelvin Atkinson, resigned a few weeks into the session itself. That really seemed to put the brakes on things, in the Senate at least. And I'm sure Democratic leaders are really hoping all of these distractions, if you will, are behind them. If not, this may be a really strange session indeed.
So moving on to legislation, what were some of the bills discussed last week and what's on the docket for this week?
So last week, we saw the introduction of a measure aimed at curbing greenhouse gas emissions to near zero levels by 2050. Essentially, the measure would put into law many of the requirements needed to join the U.S. Climate Alliance, which Governor Sisolak signaled the state would be joining last week, as a matter of fact. That's the group of states that started banding together in 2017 after President Donald Trump announced that the U.S. would be leaving the Paris Climate Accord. The measure would also require the state to put together an annual report detailing the amount of emissions produced in the state each year and recommendations for lowering those gases. One of the reasons I find this particular bill so interesting is because it actively fulfills a campaign promise made by Democrats last year to tackle environmental concerns. The other reason I find it interesting is because, as I read it, the bill really doesn't have any teeth, meaning there's no repercussions if the state doesn't meet its goals. So we'll see if any of those penalties are placed into another measure. Most likely that'll be the bill that's tied to increasing the state's renewable portfolio standards, something else that Democrats have really campaigned on. As for this week, though, we're heading into the first major deadline of the session. Today, as a matter of fact, is the bill introduction deadline. So all the bills that are up for consideration this session must be introduced on the floor of either the Senate or Assembly if it's to move any further in the process. What that means is we'll finally see all the legislation up for consideration this session. And already this morning, there's interesting bills coming out. SB 291 would require the testing of infants for certain preventable or inheritable disorders. That's otherwise known as the heel prick test that'll require that. You've also got SB 312 would require private employers with at least 25 employees to provide paid sick leave to all workers. That'll also allow workers to use sick leave to take care of other family members. I think you're going to see a lot of debate on that particular measure. And there's also AB 291, and that's a fairly wide-ranging gun bill that looks to codify into state law the ban of or importation of bump stocks. It'll also give counties more leeway in regulating gun laws. And that's just a very, very small sampling of the hundreds of measures that are going to be introduced today.
I think that's all the time we have. That was KUNR's political reporter, Paul Bogar.
Thanks, Bree.
Remember, you can find all of our legislative coverage at KUNR.org.